Tammy to tell us about our new hire.
Yeah, I think Tammy would be the one to do that. And she was very instrumental in working with myself, with you, Vice Chair Baker, and with Bill Freymeyer. Tammy, would you be kind enough to do a quick overview for folks?
Sure. I don't have any of her paperwork in front of me over at this second desk I currently have. Her name is Nicole Nikki Klopfer. I hope I didn't butcher your name, Nikki. I apologize if I did. She starts here on Monday, so she'll be in full swing by your August meeting, I'm sure. And she's very excited. She was here Monday. We met for a while. She got to see her workspace here. And my goal next week is to just kind of get her kind of up to speed, let her get settled in. It'll be a short week, and lots of people here are gone, so we'll work with introductions of staff and stuff probably the following week. We're excited to have her. She comes from the Independent Living Council, which is housed in DSHS, so she has some council experience. I think the four of us on the interview panel were very impressed with her abilities and thought she would do an outstanding job, and I'm very much looking forward to Monday.
Thank you, Tammy.
Welcome. Does anybody have any questions or want to know more about our new hire?
We should probably start calling her Nikki.
Nikki?
Nikki.
Oh, welcome, Nikki.
Question, Commissioner MacIsaac.
Go ahead, Don.
With regard to who we would see in August, could we presume that we're going to also be seeing Tammy Leininger at our August meeting where we're all in person?
You will likely see me in August and September. The goal is, I hope, that September would be the last meeting I will attend, unless I'm needed to attend October meeting.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Barbara, this is Brad. I also will not be at the August meeting. Just Tammy knows that.
Okay, so any further general discussion items? Kelly, you usually have something to add right around now. Is there anything that we need to know that's going on here in Olympia?
Just a couple of quick ones, hoping to let the commissioners go first. I'll remind folks that we have a legislative tour for primarily the House, but it's broader than that, in Northeast next on July 9th, 8th. And so, if you're in the area, let us know. We're working out logistics. If folks want to join that tour, I think it'd be a pretty good tour to get those legislators understanding what really goes on, particularly in Northeast, on wolf issues. And as Tammy already mentioned, there are a lot of folks out of the office next week, including me. And so Kelly Cunningham has agreed to be acting director for the week. And I'll be reachable by phone, but not in the office.
Kelly, the legislative tour on July 8th, I missed specifically where it is.
It's in Northeast, so it starts in Sherman Creek Wildlife, so broadly the Colville area starting point, and then it'll be a driving tour. One of the challenges with those tours, you're going to spend quite a bit of time getting from place to place, but in the heart of our wolf density area.
And this is the first of several such tours, is that correct?
It's the only one we've got scheduled, but I would love if legislators get interested enough to want to do more.
Okay. Anybody have any comments or questions on that?
I do plan to be there.
Okay.
I think I might have an agenda I'm happy to share with you. I don't know if it's final yet, but I can hopefully share what I have if you're interested.
Yeah, that would be great, Tammy. Thank you.
Go ahead and just send that to the whole commission so you all know what we're up to.
Yep.
Yeah, this is Brad. I these are good ideas, and just keep us posted where and when they do occur, because if I could, I would like to join in one, too, but I can't do that one.
Okay, and then if that's all on that one, moving on. We're also doing our regional visits / awards for our regional employees. That starts the day after the tour, July 9th in Spokane. We'll send this schedule out to you all as well. July 10th in Ephrata, 11th in Yakima, so basically our east side regions that week. And the following week we'll be on the west side, Montesano on the 15th, Mill Creek on the 16th, and Vancouver on the 17th.
Director, this is Eric. I believe Region 6 is looking to have a few people tour the new Grayland acquisition the evening, afternoon of the 15th, the Montesano. So that might be an interesting opportunity for some commissioners. I'd like to see that.
Can somebody repeat that who's closer to the mic?
That was Eric mentioning that part of the, so each region's kind of doing their a thing specific to their region, and in Montesano on the 15th, there will be a ribbon cutting for the new Grayland property that you all approved recently. The afternoon, I think it's at 4, yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
This is Commissioner Graybill.
Go ahead.
I'm very interested in the dates of the employee appreciation events. I assume we're going to get that along with the other agenda or tour information that was mentioned earlier.
Yes, I can send it out to you, Dave.
Thank you.
This is Barbara again. Hesitating. Without trying to sound preachy, the thing is that I don't think any of us consider ourselves particularly important people. I have been very surprised when we show up at these things, when we make the little effort to show up, how much appreciated that it is. I went to the employee recognition shindig down in Ridgeland in last year, and oddly felt a little bit like a celebrity. People really like it when we show up at these employee recognitions and at these ribbon cuttings. And so I guess I will also be happy to see the dates and times and encourage any of us that can make it to these things to go ahead and go. Any other comments from Kelly?
I think that's it. We, too, at headquarters think you're celebrities. But
yeah.
That is not the word I always use.
Nikki, don't listen to this talk.
Well, is there any further general discussion from anyone? Hearing none. Going once, going twice. Okay.
This is Commissioner Graybill. I'm not sure if this is the appropriate time, but I'm afraid that we're about to conclude the meeting, and I had an item of concern.
Go ahead, Dave.
Okay. Well, at our Fish Committee meeting in August, we had a Willapa Bay review, and it was primarily a review of the timeline for what we've done so far with the schedule of briefings and that sort of thing, and what we're going to do into the future. And at that time, I heard Chad Herring, who is conducting the review, mention that there was 30 to 40 questions to be incorporated into that review. And I made a note of that because that was the first time I'd heard that. And so I contacted Chad, and yes, Commissioner McIsaac had introduced somewhere between 30 and 40 questions to be incorporated into the review. And I was very concerned learning that because I was completely unaware of that action. I looked back at our meeting in April, and I have no notes. I've got a lot of notes about that meeting, but no mention of this. And if you can imagine, this could be a huge demand on staff, and Commissioner Tom. And it's, I feel like we might be heading down the same path we did on the Columbia River Review. And as you can all recall, the result of that addition of 30 to 40 questions into that review, and the result was a huge, huge commitment of staff and commission time, and it also produced one of the worst documents that I think I've ever seen. In spite of the best efforts of our staff, it was almost impossible to navigate. And I'm just concerned we might be going down that same path. I believe this is an example of something that should be presented to the commission via a blue sheet. Anything that has that kind of scope of work, potential scope of work, should be approved by the whole commission. And I want to bring that up. I can make a motion to suggest that this be presented to the full commission as a blue sheet so we can approve it, because this could be an enormous demand of staff time and commission effort.
Barbara, is Brad?
Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, we chatted a bit about this at the Port Angeles meeting, and I strongly support Commissioner Graybill's perspective on this. I know several staff that I've had the opportunity to chat with felt this was a lot of work placed on them, and having that without us, the other commissioners, aware of that is, I think, inappropriate.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised to hear this discussion, to be frank, about surprises, but let me offer a little different perspective. At the April meeting, at the December meeting of the Fish Committee, we got a review by the Willapa Bay staff about a comprehensive review. And at the April meeting at the Fish Committee, there was a little bit of time spent on that. There was two matters, the 2019 pickle, and then the comprehensive review that the staff was speaking to. During the April meeting, when I got to commissioner action, I brought up some guidance points on this that included, in the spirit of a thorough comprehensive review, all commissioners providing input to the staff about anything that would constitute a thorough review. And also said, and I think you'll be able to find it on the tape. In fact, I'm sure you'll be able to find it on the tape that was said, and that commissioners should be able to send whatever they have in writing into the staff within a two-week period or so, and some other guidance as well. We spent a lot of time on the 2019 pickle after that. So after that, I did send in some thoughts of mine for a comprehensive, on what I thought would be useful in a comprehensive review. It seems to me that Tammy Leininger sent something out after that period of time to all the commissioners that said, here is a table of contents for the comprehensive review. And it included all of these questions that I'd submitted. And I don't know who else would have submitted some questions, because when we send something out, we're not supposed to send it out to all commissioners because of a quorum concern. And I think, as I recall, in Tammy Leininger's email, she said, do not reply all, send straight to Chad Herring. So, and in fact, just as a surplus to this discussion here, I guess I'd ask Tammy to forward that email around to all of us so we can see that again. But the spirit of my input there had to do with making for a thorough review. We've all had a lot of public testimony about the Willapa Bay policy, and a lot of people haven't been that happy about the implementation of it or some of the policy matters in it. In fact, we've had to have the staff come forward with pickles 2 years in a row about that. So, and it was the staff that came forward and said, we would like do a comprehensive review. So I think a comprehensive and thorough review is something that has been on the table for quite a while, was an invitation to all commissioners to provide something in writing, of which one commissioner at least did. So I'm a little surprised to hear that there's some commissioners who did not understand background and building up to that. And it might be good for the staff to send an email around with that spot on the audio tape and the communication from staff about sending comments straight to the staff there. So when I spoke earlier about things that are awkward on a conference call as opposed to a face-to-face meeting, maybe this fits that category pretty nicely, particularly considering that not all the commissioners are now on the phone. And so maybe I would just suggest that all the commissioners get sent some of this material. I think they all should see what those 40 questions that I put forward were, which were all in the spirit of a neutral, comprehensive review. And that I think is a good healthy thing to do when we have a controversial policy. I'd also like to take up at a later time what I consider to be quite an objectionable perspective, that the Columbia River comprehensive report was one of the worst reports ever. And I don't want to even discuss that anymore now, but that is highly objectionable to hear that kind of comment coming from a commissioner when so much good work was put into that, and that was indeed a very thorough review that was done by a lot of people in a very positive, neutral manner. And but I don't think a conference call is a good time to bring these kind of things up. I think it's a better thing to do in person.
This is Commissioner Graybill.
Okay. Dave, go ahead, but let's do this in the spirit of this is not the place to have this kind of discussion, and it would be much better had in person, which is going to be my suggestion. But go ahead. Let's don't do a back and forth, though, on this.
Well, really, all I was going to say, Barbara, is although Commissioner McIsaac says he was surprised that we weren't aware of the potential scope of work that he is introducing to this Willapa Bay process. Again, if I would have recognized what he was proposing in April, I would have been very much opposed to that and very vocal about it because of the result of what we saw happen with the review on the Columbia River. And again, I do not believe that a single commissioner has the authority to assign this scope of work to staff without the compliance or agreement by the full commission. And I believe, I'll say again, that the best way to do that is through a blue sheet. And I ask you as vice chair and Chairman Carpenter, which is the best way to proceed before we get any further down the road on this? This has the potential of extending the Willapa Bay review potentially for a year, as we did with Columbia River. And so I want to find, and I look to the other commissioners to advise us on how we can halt this process before it gets any further down the road, allow our staff to proceed with this. Chad Herring is, no one knows Willapa Bay better. And I've had lengthy conversations with him about this policy, and he's the person that should be conducting this review and sharing his findings with Fish Committee and ultimately the full commission. So I'm looking for advice on how to get this halted before it gets too far down the road and get back to allowing staff to do their job.
Okay, so this is Barbara again. Larry, are you still on the phone?
I am, but I do have to get off here momentarily, so if I may, I'll make a comment about that. I don't want to get into this depth of discussion and frustration by many people on a conference call. I think it should be done in a face-to-face environment. There's some really important issues and important decisions to make here. I would like to comment on the blue sheet process. I've had a multitude of comments about the different commissioners, more than one, that have proceeded to assign their wish list to staff without a request of the director, first of all, and secondly, without sharing their wish list with the full commission. So I am a supporter of this blue sheet concept. We can talk about it. I had talked with Tammy about it. I thought maybe we'd have two colors, a blue sheet and a red sheet, if there's something red hot urgent, but that may not be necessary. But I do think that the full commission needs to review and be available for these significant assignments. And I'm not talking just about the one Don assigned. There's others that come from other people that are really, really increasing staff's workload, perhaps in an unreasonable manner. So I don't know how Kelly feels that, if he even wants to talk about it now. Maybe we could wait till August, but that's my position on it.
Can I take your comments, Larry, to indicate that you would be willing to put Willapa specifically and its review on the Fish Committee meeting in August, so that you all can make a recommendation to the full commission and get some input from Kelly and staff on the scope of the review?
Yeah, I'm prepared to do that. We're going to have a fairly short Fish Committee meeting because we're going to have it on Friday during the lunch hour, or lunch 45 minutes, but that's what we're going to have to do. We'll certainly come forward with a recommendation there.
Certainly seems like that would be an appropriate place to have the discussion specific to Willapa. We obviously need to have a discussion as a commission about the larger issue, which is that we each have different standards of what we believe we should ask staff to do as we're conducting these reviews of thorny items. So if it is meets everybody's current today's objectives, that would be my position, that we have the Fish Committee deal with this as soon as possible, and if it's August is as soon as possible, then that's when it is. Is there any objection to that?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead, Don.
I don't have an objection to having the Fish Committee take a look at this. I think that would be appropriate. And, given the calendar situation with the tour we just talked about, maybe the Fish Committee could be expanded and we could put another agenda item on this Saturday. But I think we ought to be clear that this ought to be a very – we ought to make time for a good discussion of this amongst the four members that are on the Fish Committee, and that the Fish Committee ought to make that report back to the full commission so that those that are not on the full commission can hear about it as well. And I think what's key here is whether or not when the staff comes forward and asks for guidance in a public session after public comment, and it's time for the commission to offer guidance, whether it's appropriate to do so or not. But anyway, I'll save that for a good exchange at the Fish Committee and a discussion of all the 8 or 9 commissioners that are, I guess, at least one of them won't be there, I guess. Two of them won't be there. So maybe this, to get this to a point where all the commissioners can hear about this issue, I'm not sure that it's right just to leave it up to the Fish Committee. So that's a perspective. And I don't think, again, that bringing this kind of thing up on a conference call like this is a very good idea. And I'll go back
to Vice Chair.
Already advertised in April as part of the agenda.
When we start making points for the second or third time, then it seems to me that the discussion will be It'll be a good discussion in the Fish Committee and one that's a bit overdue. Somebody else was trying to talk there. Is that Larry?
It's going to be, I think it's, would be difficult in August to, with the fact that you're gone and Commissioner Smith is gone, I think this is the in-depth type of discussion on behalf of the health of the commission that we have. Hopefully, all of the commissioners there, so we can have a healthy dialogue. Having said that, if there's any other questions of me, I'll take them quickly. I do have to continue on down here in Seattle.
Is there anything else for right now? I'd just like to make the point that the Fish Committee is the place to start on this particular issue. And obviously we have larger issues to discuss that we'll need all of us in the room on, and we're going to figure out a way to do that.
This is Commissioner Graybill again.
Go ahead, Dave.
I appreciate Commissioner McIsaac's comments and how to move forward on this. With the Fish Committee initially. There's one other item that's important too, because maybe it should have come up under future meeting planning, but there is concern about having the Columbia River Policy Group meeting with Oregon July 31st, and then of course our meetings start, I think, the next day. And there is some concern of the value of meeting with Oregon at that time when their full commission is not even seated. I want to pose that question about whether or not we should not move that meeting back till September, when all Oregon commissioners will be in place. This is going to require quite a bit of staff time and also commissioner time to travel to Salem for that meeting when the Oregon Commission isn't even complete. So I'm introducing that now, Vice Chair Baker, because we have the opportunity. We don't need to decide that right now. We have the opportunity on July 19th with the conference call to determine whether or not we should have that meeting in Salem.
Okay.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac, but understand that we aren't going to decide that now. We have a decision
right.
made. And, okay, go ahead then.
Yeah, that last point that you made is a very crucial one there. So this August 1st meeting of the Joint State Columbia River Policy Review Committee, moving from its June 5th date, that discussion began in May. And the members of the PRC, including Commissioner Graybill and Commissioner Kehoe, were advised in the month of May about this in an email. This was discussed at the Port Angeles meeting under future meeting planning without comment of any commissioner. There's been arrangements made with the state of Oregon and other folks that this meeting move forward. So bringing it up at this point in time is a surprise. If there was concerns about it, it should have been brought up when the report was made in Port Angeles, and certainly I think is out of order with regard to trying to change it. July 19th obviously is even later and not a good time. So there's been a lot of process and planning already into this, and I think it's out of order to bring it up for a commission decision to try to reverse a committee date, particularly since there's not all the commissioners on the phone.
I think that we have a chair of this commission and a chair of the Fish Committee for a reason. If these kind of things need to be changed or altered while they're in process, then the chair will ultimately make the decision. If there needs to be discussion, we will discuss it. And I believe that this is a better conversation, given the status of the meeting at this time, which is that it has been noted, it has been discussed. We should let our chair talk to the people that are affected and decide whether it's an agenda item for a future phone call or an in-person meeting. Does that suit everybody for right now?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead, Don.
Just one last thing. This did come up in the Fish Committee meeting about the August 1 date. And the chairman of the Fish Committee, Larry Carpenter, said he was not going to further discuss changing this meeting date unless all of the PRC members agreed to do so, all of three of which were present at that time, and there was no movement on this. So bringing up a reconsideration at this point in time again is just not appropriate.
Which is another way of saying what I said. So, Larry, will you work on this in advance of our next phone call? Larry had to get off. Larry's in Seattle with his wife at a medical procedure, and so he did let us know that he was going to have to get off the phone at 9:30, and it's past 9:30. So I would state fairly vehemently that, especially since Bob is also off the phone and a member of the PRC, that we should let this percolate and actually not even discuss it anymore today. We'll work on this and come up with a decision. One of you, or probably all of us, should talk to Larry about what's happened on the phone since he had to get off. Is there any further discussion under general discussion? Is there any further discussion on anything anybody wants to talk about? Okay, well, given that, then I am going to adjourn the meeting of the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife at 9:47 a.m., and look forward to seeing all of you in person. Thanks.